In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Tuesday, the 31st day of May. Great to have you along, everybody. From the Marketplace desk of Live by the Sword, Die by the Sword, we take you today inside the mind of the fickle American consumer. Economists and companies and politicians and us spend a whole lot of time trying to figure out what's going on inside those brains, what consumers want, how they feel, and most of all, how they are spending. It drives a huge chunk of this economy, as I think you've heard here a time or two before. And we got some hard data on that this morning. Consumer spending took its biggest jump in 6 years last month, driven in part by big ticket items. Economists were surprised, and maybe you were too, given everything you hear these days about how the headline economic numbers are generally hopeful, but a whole lot of Americans aren't feeling it. So, why the shopping spree last month? Marketplace's Mark Garrison gets us going.
When people are buying new Fords and Frigidaires, that could say something very positive about the economy. It's one thing to feel secure enough to splurge on dinner out, maybe even order that chocolate mousse, but it's a bigger leap to throw down for a new TV or SUV. Former Fed economist Anne Owen is a professor at Hamilton College.
The glass half full interpretation is that people are feeling more confident about the future and they're willing to make big purchases.
More pessimistically, these numbers may just tell us people spent more last month because they held back earlier in the year. So we need more data to get a better sense of how people feel. Measures of consumer confidence and sentiment fluctuate, but overall, they've been on a steady rise in recent years. Now consider this recent poll where nearly 6 in 10 people said the national economy was doing badly. But in the exact same survey, a commanding majority also said their own finances were good. Marjorie Connolly is a senior fellow at the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, which did the poll. She says it's not nuts to believe both ideas at once.
They may be doing okay, but they haven't seen a raise in a while. They may be doing okay, but if something went wrong and they lost their job, they don't feel comfortable that they would be able to get another job very easily.
There's also this big, noisy thing scrambling people's perceptions of the economy, the presidential election. Michael Strain is an economist at the American Enterprise Institute.
You can't turn on the news without hearing about how terrible the economy is and how we're losing, you know, whatever that means in all of our contests. That's whipping people up and getting people down, and that has to be having an effect on the overall psychology.
Today's spending numbers may well be a sign people are feeling better about their own prospects, but it's just a month of data, so don't get too confident that the shopping spree will continue. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.